Well, good morning. It's 9 a.m. Time to grab your clubs, put on your spikes, and come join us for 1 hour of Golf Talk. Up next on the tee, the show is Golfers on Golf, where we take a look at the world of golf from a Chicago area perspective. Here in studio today, we have PGA Life member Billy Berger, alongside Mike Monroe, the owner of the White Pines Golf Dome. I'm Ed Stevenson, a PGA professional from the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County Golf Courses. And hey, our fourth day is actually following the big boys, the tour players who are in the state of Illinois. They're on the west side of the state in Silvis, Illinois, for the John Deere Classic. That's sports journalist Rory Spears, and we'll be checking in with him in a little while to learn more about what's going on out in Silvis for the John Deere Classic. But hey, it's mid-July, summer's in full swing, and lots of golf to talk about this next hour.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got some great tournaments. I'm looking forward to talking to Rory. It's shaping up to be a wonderful tournament down at the John Deere. And we've got the Women's British Open going on, as well as the U.S. Men's Senior Open. So there's from a professional standpoint, there's a lot going on. And for all the regular hackers that play golf, now is a great time to tee it up. The weather's been pretty well, a little bit wet in some spots of the Chicago area, but I know over at Oak Meadows and Maple Meadows, the courses are in full swing and in pretty good shape, right, Eddie?
I think we're like everyone else. We're not rooting for any more rain. We've seen plenty of it, but like a month from now, we could be pulling out of a drought, and we'll be saying, "Hey, when are we going to get a little moisture?" So, Chicago weather, stick around a few minutes. It's going to change, but it's great to be in full swing, and we know that. Really, the John Deere Classic, the course out in Silvis, Illinois, we checked in last week with Claire Peterson, the tournament director. They were ready for a great week, and I think the weather's delivered really pretty well for them. And in addition to the weather, they mentioned making magic in that tournament. There's been exciting finishes, and once again, here near the top of the leaderboard, recent three-peat winner Steve Stricker is lurking right in there, also with the local favorite from the Iowa side of the river there, Zach Johnson. So, Billy, looks like more magic may be coming out of Silvis this weekend.
Well, you said a mouthful, Eddie. The local boys, they're really shining down there, aren't they? They just continue to play great golf, all the locals, Iowa and Illinois.
And shoot low scores, too.
And shoot low scores. You can take it one further and say they're just blowing the doors off the place. We were down there a couple of years ago. That golf course is
it's not easy.
It's not an Oakmont or nothing, but it's not an easy golf course. I mean, how good that whoever coined that phrase, these guys are good. They are good.
And, it's amazing to see one of the big stories going into the week was, of course, Jordan Spieth, 20 years old, defending champion. And, while he's not quite in the thick of it, he's just outside of the top 10 right now, certainly has had another good tournament and could be looking to add another top 10 finish to his resume. But, Mike, like you said, all kinds of golf going on right now. Between the U.S. Senior Open and then, of course, getting ready for British Open Week coming up here shortly.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Eddie. And I know you were watching the golf tournament yesterday, the Women's British Open. Kind of an unusual thing took place. Sunju An, who's played the Japanese Tour a lot, hasn't played a lot here in the United States, but she was penalized 2 strokes for building her stance in the bunker of all places, not on the first hole or the second hole, but on the 18th hole in front of all the people who are watching. Maybe you can explain a little bit about that. What the penalty there?
Even to finish with a lead. When I first saw it, it was really not that obvious. I think seeing it replayed a couple times, I think it was the right call. But basically, some of those bunkers can be pretty severe on the Scottish style courses, and she was greensided in bunker at Royal Birkdale on 18. And when you watch what she did with her feet, I think we all get into the bunker and we're entitled to take our position, take our stance, settle in our feet, make sure we're balanced. She was on a bit more of an incline, and as you watch, her feet actually started, and I don't think it was intentional, but either way, it did build a stance. Her feet started moving sand, almost sliding it down. She did it with her left foot and her right foot, in essence pulling sand off of the face of the bunker to give her a little bit better stance. And you know, by the rules of golf, which, hey, can be tricky and complicated, yes, she did actually construct the stance, and ultimately that's what the competition committee deemed. And I don't know that she agreed with it, what I'd heard from some subsequent interviews, but she did incur the penalty, and so she's now going into the last day just off the lead rather than in the lead.
Mm-hmm. During the actual broadcasting, I think it was Dottie Pepper was watching it, and nobody else said anything, but Dottie said, I think she might building her stance in the bunker. And they, like you say, they replayed it a couple of times. From my standpoint, it was somewhat questionable. You don't see that penalty called a lot, but in this case it was kind of unique in that the British Open bunkers, as you say, can be quite treacherous,
right?
And they're, you know, here in the United States they have a tendency to be a little more flat, and usually they're not real severe. Out there, especially if you're by the lip, there could be some pretty difficult angles and a lot of sand, and you're probably right. She probably did, and you know, to have it occur on the last hole, the day before the final round, was a pretty significant penalty. And then here we got the U.S. Senior Open going on too, guys, and Gene Sowers shot a 68, and he's grabbed a 3-stroke lead over probably the best player out there, Bernhard Langer and Scott Dunlop. So that's kind of it's shaping up to be a good tournament.
We said it before, we'll say it again, we're in full swing. Hey, our producer, Big John Vick, and resident golf expert, golf nut, I think wanted to weigh in on the sand controversy.
Yeah, well, I do, because you see on the PGA Tour a lot, and Phil Mickelson's very famous for it, where he twists his stance, and doesn't that also kind of, dig in? It doesn't build the stance, but it digs in your stance.
Well, you know, I agree with you, you know, Big John, and I think, you know, what you're seeing in that twisting in is a bit of settling in, someone actually settling in vertically. What changed my opinion on the situation yesterday with the women was, if anyone saw it, not so much what she did with her left foot, but with her right foot also actually swept sand over. So instead of settling down underneath the footing, it was actually a matter of the feet moving and actually moving sand a good, 8, 12 inches across. So I think that's probably where the determination came in. But, you know, we've got lots to come in this hour of golf talk. I know, Mike, not the least of which, you're back joining us. We haven't seen you in studio in a few weeks, but you've been out playing some great courses. So how was your golf trip?
It was wonderful. From my standpoint, the best golf courses in the Midwest. You know, nothing against courses here in Chicago, but when you travel to Michigan, you've got some incredible choices of wonderful golf courses, and we played two of the better ones out there. We played a course called Tullymore, which is a little bit north of Grand Rapids, about an hour, and then we played a sister course, St. Ives, two wonderful golf courses. The weather was great. The last day we encountered a little bit of rain first thing in the morning, and then the sun came out, and it was a nice day as well on Tuesday. But, we had a wonderful time. St. Ives, as well as Tullymore, they're dominated by some beautiful small lakes and some majestic tall trees. There's a lot of rolling hills. So we had a great time, and it's nice to be back, but I'll tell you what, I sure like it out there.
Well, Mike Monroe is back in the state of Illinois. The PGA Tour is here in the state of Illinois this week, and we'll be back with more Golfers on Golf after this.
You just hit your ball into some trouble if you don't.
If you haven't tested your golf game at the Arrowhead Golf Club in Wheaton, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. All three nines are back up and running from the Greg Martin renovation that has the golf course both challenging and more fun than ever to play, even for the higher handicappers. Golfers will enjoy the classic look squared off design tee boxes and the newly redone bunkers with the white tour sand. Want to hit a bucket or get some practice in? Arrowhead has a great practice facility, and Arrowhead Arrowhead is also home to one of the best 19th holes in the Chicagoland area. Enjoy the patio that overlooks the finishing holes of the golf course. So come on out and enjoy the Arrowhead Golf Club located on Butterfield Road in Wheaton. Call 630-653-5800. That's 630-653-5800. Or visit arrowheadgolfclub.org. That's arrowheadgolfclub.org for tee times and more.
DuPageGolf.com is the internet home for the Forest Preserve District of DuPage Golf Facilities, including Oak Meadows in Addison, Maple Meadows in Wooddale, and Green Meadows in Westmont. Enjoy fabulous golf at Forest Preserve prices, including the historic Oak Meadows layout where golf legend Ben Hogan won the 1941 Chicago Open. Learn about DuPage Golf's two 18-hole championship courses, two 9-hole value courses, and our all-grass tee practice range featuring PGA and LPGA golf instruction. DuPage Golf's best internet specials are only on DuPageGolf.com. Find online tee times and more at DuPageGolf.com.
The City of Elgin offers two of the finest public golf courses in Illinois as rated by Golf Week magazine. First, Bowes Creek Country Club, designed by Rick Jacobson, and the Highlands of Elgin by Art Schaufeder. For more on Bowes Creek Country Club, the home of Porter's Pub, and the Member for a Day program, visit BowesCreekCC.com or call 847-214-5880. Or to play the Highlands of Elgin in the scenic quarry holes, call 847-931-5950 or visit thehighlandsofelgin.com.
I want a new glove. All right, it's 9:11, and you're tuned in to WSBC 1240 AM and WCFJ AM 1470. You're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. And our first segment was brought to us by Arrowhead Golf Club, located on Butterfield Road in Wheaton, 27 holes and one of the great 19th holes, or perhaps, guys, one of the better 28th holes in Chicago. ArrowheadGolfClub.org. Before the break, we were talking about the golf world coming to us this week with the PGA Tour here in Silvis, Illinois. And it was just, not even 2 short years ago that the true eyes of the golf world were starting to focus on the Chicago area at Medina when the Ryder Cup came to town. Lots of excitement. It was great to see international visitors come in and enjoy the city of Chicago and our area. But unfortunately, we lost that one. The focus is now turning back across the pond. Ryder Cup's coming up again, and I believe it's just 75 days from now, guys. And our next guest is Bill Hogan. He's with Premier Golf, and he's the director of international golf sales. And he knows a little bit some about traveling to see these great events and courses around the world. Bill, welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Well, thanks for having me on, gentlemen, and good morning to all.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Hey, the excitement's brewing. I think a lot of people here in the Chicago area got the golf bug a few years back, seeing a very exciting event here at Medina for the Ryder Cup. But it is just around the corner, and I imagine that with Premier Golf being licensed by the PGA of America as the only distributor of Ryder Cup packages in North America, your phone, I'm sure, has been ringing quite a bit.
It has been. In fact, I think it all set course back in Medina a couple years ago. There was such a bitter taste in a lot of Americans' stomachs after that tough loss on the last day that this year in Glen Eagles in Scotland, we have more advanced packages sold than we did even for Chicago on our own shores. So there's going to be a great support staff of people over there cheering on the American team.
Good. And, hopefully support staff. I know I saw an interview recently. Keegan Bradley took him a year to unpack his bags from Medina because he wasn't quite over that loss. Hopefully some of that excitement from the players will be building as we get closer to picking teams. But I take it it's not too late if people still want to consider putting a trip together.
It's not too late. In fact, when we started out for this coming Ryder Cup in Scotland, we had about a dozen, 13 hotels, and we still have about 6 or 7 hotels with space available. Of course, we have access to all the tickets and hospitality tents and all of that. So, yeah, there is still plenty of space available.
And, Bill, if you would, tell us a little bit about what the trip would include. Does it include more than just going to see the Ryder Cup?
Yes, it does. Well, the standard packages are 5-night programs from Wednesday, September 24th until Monday, September 29th. And you can pick from good, better, or best hotels. They all include tickets for the whole Thursday practice round through the 3 days of the tournament. And then you can add on additional ingredients to it. Being that the tournament's in Scotland, we have a great number of people playing golf. We even have extension tours where people can go to Royal Troon and Turnberry and play golf, or go up to the Highlands and play Royal Dornick, Trump International, or Royal Aberdeen, where the Scottish Open is finishing up right now. So there's a lot of things you can add to the trip, and we've even done some packages all the way up to about $10,000 a person, where you go in for 8 nights to St. Andrews, play the old course, Kings Barnes, Carnoustie, and really, really make it an epic event.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the things, I went out to Scotland a few years ago. One of the things I really enjoyed about my trip out there, obviously we played some wonderful golf, and we were fortunate enough to see the Open, as they call it out there. But there's some wonderful cities out there, and I know you're not too far from them. And, you're not far from St. Andrews, right?
Well, that's right. The beauty of being staged at Glen Eagles is it's kind of in between the major cities in Scotland, which is Glasgow and Edinburgh. And the Americans will be based in Edinburgh, which is the real elegant financial center of Scotland. And then we also have the other half of our hotels up in the St. Andrews and Dundee areas. So we'll be approaching from the east. And then the European fans will all be using the Glasgow hotels. And they'll be approaching from the southwest. So it's going to be a great event, and you can base your whole time in Edinburgh or St. Andrews if you like.
Yeah, Glen Eagles is not too far, outside of Perth, and right there, as you mentioned, being based in the Edinburgh, St. Andrews area, you've got really the whole Kingdom of Fife, and you mentioned some of the golf courses there. So just a tremendous opportunity for people to get their golf in. And as you mentioned, your King's Barnes, your Crail, I think Lady Bank not too far away, London Links, and just all kinds of courses there. Many that you've heard of as the as other sites for the Open, and probably quite a few courses that are fabulous, but people haven't necessarily heard of from major championships.
Well, that's one of the beauties of going to Scotland, is you don't need to play the top-tier open rota courses every day. There are so many. I mean, there's over a dozen courses in the immediate St. Andrews vicinity alone, and not one of them are what I would consider really, not worth playing. They're all great. They're all good walks. They're all beautifully conditioned, and there's just something about it over there. They just play the game a little differently. It's all about walking and chasing the ball around and fresh air, and so we're really looking forward to a good week over there.
In terms of ticket sales, obviously here when it was at Medina Country Club, it was almost unheard of to find a ticket. How are ticket sales in Scotland for the Ryder Cup?
It's the same story. So if you got into the lottery early on and you were fortunate to get a ticket, your number drawn, then you could get some tickets, but then you'd still have to find hotels and packages, etc. But so what we do is we make it easy for people. We package the hotel along with the ticket, along with the transportation from the hotel. We also have parties and gifts and things for the people. But yes, this year will be no different than it was at Medina. Every place will be taken, and it's going to be a big, big event.
I think one of the advantages that would be true is at Medina, they had 1,000 tall oak trees that made viewing the tournament kind of very difficult. I think most people who went out there enjoyed the experience. They enjoyed, seeing the greatest players in the world playing against each other. But what made it difficult was the actual viewing. I'm guessing at in Scotland that the viewing would be a lot easier. There's not a lot of oak trees gracing the fairways.
There's not really any trees to speak of at the Glen Eagles PGA Centenary course. And this is a course that was laid out by Jack Nicklaus, probably 15, 20 years ago. It's been redesigned and reformatted, and it's going to be closed for about 6 weeks prior to the event. It's going to be in perfect condition, and it has some mounds built in. It's kind of what you call a stadium course. So it'll handle crowds a lot better than what we found at Medina, and it'll make for great viewing all 3 days of the tournament.
Well, it's going to be exciting. We're speaking with Bill Hogan, who's the Director of International Golf Sales for Premier Golf, and certainly to our listeners, hey, you saw how exciting it was to have it here in Chicago, and what a great chance to go and enjoy the excitement and really be part of a fabulous experience and trip over in Scotland. And sounds like the option to do it, if you're going to, the tickets aren't available. So if you want to do it, Premier Golf will be the way to go. And not only for the Ryder Cup, but lots of other trips as well that are available through Premier Golf.
Yeah, we also do, you know, trips to Scotland, Ireland, Spain, and Portugal. We're the exclusive distributors for Bandon Dunes in Oregon, and other resorts around the domestic U.S. like Pebble Beach and Pinehurst, etc. So we have a pretty big menu of things for people to choose from, and we're always available to help.
And Bill, if you're listening right now, what's the best way to get information about the event as well as your organization?
Well, this day and age, the easiest way is always to go to the website, which is premiergolf.com, or you can always call our toll-free number, which is 888-439-8886. But premiergolf.com is usually the easiest way to find everything.
Well, Bill, hey, thank you so much for taking some time to join us and talk a little bit of Ryder Cup. I can't believe it's around here again. Only 75 days out, and you know, hopefully our listeners will take a chance to go and enjoy a great trip. We'd love to talk to you again sometime. I know you're extremely well-traveled, play golf in 52 countries, and would love to check back with you, in with you at some point down the road and talk a little more golf travel.
Well, I'd love to do it too, gentlemen. I enjoy your show, and go Team USA. We're looking forward to a win this year.
Thanks again.
Good luck.
Thanks again. Once again, Bill Hogan, Director of International Golf Sales for Premier Golf. They're online at premiergolf.com, and if you want to go to the Ryder Cup, they've got your tickets. So we've got more coming up. You're listening to Golfers on Golf, and we'll be right back.
Can't really swing hard. I got a bad back.
Hey, golfers, let's talk about Cantini Golf in Wheaton. The place is a golfer's paradise. 27 beautiful holes, a year-round golf academy, and even a 9-hole course just for kids. The best caddy program around, plus terrific hospitality, are like icing on the cake. For every kind of golfer, including those just learning the game, it's always a great day at Cantini. Check it out. Book a tee time today. CantiniGolf.com. That's CantiniGolf.com. Golfers, if you'd like to play one of the Chicagoland area's top public golf courses, why not check out Shepherd's Crook Golf Club, located on Green Bay Road in Zion. Shepherd's Crook is a Keith Foster-designed links-style golf course that has been compared to some of Ireland's great courses like Ballybunion, Waterville, and Lahinch. Shepherd's Crook is also easy on your wallet, both on and off the golf course. Whether it's the affordable green fees, food or beverage on the course or in the grill, or great pro shop merchandise. Shepherd's Crook is also perfect for your outing, whether it's for business, charity, or personal. Shepherd's Crook is located on Green Bay Road in Zion, and for more information, you can call 847-872-2080 or visit the course's website at shepherdscrook.org. That's Shepherd's Crook Golf Club in Zion.
The City of Elgin features exciting golf choices for Chicago area golfers, including the Highlands of Elgin and Bowes Creek Country Club. Play the Highlands of Elgin and discover why Golf Week magazine rates the Highlands as the number one municipal course in Illinois. Visit highlandsofelgin.com on the web or at Bowes Creek Country Club. Public golfers can enjoy top-rate amenities and a member-for-a-day experience. Get ready for great golf and learn more at bowescreekcc.com.
You know, I let a couple slip away out there, too, at times. So, but overall, you know, I played very nicely, hit a lot of greens, gave myself a lot of opportunities today. So that it was a better round in that regards.
All right. The voice you just heard was that of Steve Stricker, three-time champion at the John Deere Classic, which is being played right now in Silvis, Illinois. The leader's set to go off a little bit later today. And later in the show, we'll be checking in with our very own Rory Spears, who is covering the event on our behalf out in Silvis. So we'll get an update. But Steve Stricker in the hunt. And prior to the break, we were talking about Ryder Cup international travel. And we checked in with Bill Hogan, who was the director from Premier Golf on their packages and sales. But, you know, Mike, there's a Ryder Cup-style event that happens here in the Chicago area every fall, and I know your partner in planning that is one of the great guys in the Chicago area golf community.
Well, we do. Yeah, we have an event every year, Eddie, called the Marrero Cup. All the money goes to help the Maryville Golf Program, which is an incredible program run by Juan Espejo. Maryville Academy, as well as the Maryville Golf Program, is located right here in Des Plaines, Illinois. And we're fortunate enough to have one of my favorite people, the guy that runs the Maryville Golf Program, on the other line, Juan Espejo. Juan, welcome to the show.
Mike, thank you so much. It's so nice to see Bill and Ed as well with you. It is a special place, but I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah. Hey, if you could, Juan, a lot of people know about Maryville Academy, Sister Kathy Ryan, and all the wonderful work that they do helping children in so many programs. It's a large program. I feel very fortunate to be a part of the board. But a lot of people, unless you're a golfer, they don't understand or know that there's a Maryville Golf Program, which you run, that provides services to a lot of young people throughout Chicago. Maybe, if you would, Juan, tell us about the Maryville Golf Program.
Absolutely. You know, Maryville started in 1883, and it was it took care of a lot of kids in Chicago through the years. And in 94, Michael Miller and the PGA, Illinois PGA, and a group of leaders around Maryville thought that they, golf would be, and caddying would be good for the children of Maryville. And at the time, we were working down at Jackson Park with, a program there every Friday, and pros would come in and we would teach, and a lot of things developed, and it was just a natural progression to see Maryville, and they asked me to come aboard in 94. So 20 years later, here we stand looking back and thinking, what was it? What was the model? And the truth is, Mike, a lot of kids, could use the world of golf as for work and play. And it's the same model I had as a kid, that if I could ride my bike close to the golf course and work there, I met some pretty incredible people along the way, and it guided my life, and I share that with all the kids that we work, and it's not only the Maryville kids, which we have two campuses out in Bartlett and in Des Plaines, but we also do some outreach work, and this year was just kind of exciting with the Freedom Golf Group. There's groups of golfers. We went into the Salvation Army Croc Center, which is 114th, and we were able to train like 19 caddies out of there, and now they're sprinkled into Olympia Fields and Flossmoor and Beverly, and the seed in that neighborhood, if a child's able to get the Evans Scholarship, will change the face of some of the communities of kids down there.
Mm-hmm.
So that, that's one piece. And then, Chicago Public Schools, that's always been exciting for us. The PGA asked me to pilot a program in 94, and it grew to about 30 elementary schools, and we had close to 500 kids playing. And this last year, We ended up with 20 elementary schools with about 250 kids involved in the program. And we build the clubs out at Maryville and gift them to the children in the schools and the teachers so that they can get along in the game. The next phase, every part of the golf season has a different group we work with. And in the spring, it's training caddies, and we did a little work with the Daniel Murphy Group, which is a great program. And now we're moving into Special Olympics, the fall, getting ready for their state competition. We're going down to South Shore this Thursday to get that program in order. And what we're trying to do with the Special Olympics groups is everybody hands down clubs that, you know, I found a Gooseneck Wilson on the drive, a three iron at the state finals. They had a grip really worn out. And the vision was, you know, I want to make sure that every athlete that's in that program has equipment that, you know, they can move around a little easier. So we're attempting to enter the 30 parks in the city that have golfers in it and see if we can get some of the Maryville clubs over to them.
Hey, Juan, you know, Eddie and I are ex-caddies, and Mike Monroe is a rich suburban kid, you know. But
yeah, right, Billy. That's,
you know,
so far from the truth.
That you know, that excites me, that caddy, and I'm just wondering, what you know, you get around more in that, and before we get off the show, sell me, give me some of that energy you got. Don't sell it to me.
Yeah, tell us about that program, Juan. I mean, one of the things that you do so much, and but just maybe if we could just concentrate on that one program that you're working with the Country Club South. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah, Mike, you know, at Maryville, you know, there were three kids at the Founding Club Evanston who, for some reason, lost their ride, and they walked back to Maryville, and they went back to work at 5:30 in the morning the next day. So caddying and walking fairways with people who are successful, it really does change the perspective of a child. And what's beautiful is... you know, EQ Sylvester spearheaded it. The WGA was involved. Tiger Woods Foundation came in from California to look at it. So it was kind of an inaugural. It's just an upstart. It's a grassroots program started this year, and we do it at 45 degrees below zero. We were running caddy classes indoors, but you know, it was great. And it was like a head start program to give the kids all the noodles in a bowl that the caddy masters could sort out later. And so what we ended up with was 20, you know, really about 19 kids came through it. And they went to the golf show out at Rosemont. You know, they met Brian McCaskey with the Bears, and just in embracing them and inviting them into the game, and now they're making a little money. And I'm real sensitive to the kids that really could use caddying and golf just to straighten, just to keep them safe. You know, and you know, these kids are coming out of Englewood, and you know, there's a lot of trouble, and I mean, there's a lot of dead children. That if I can keep them off the street, they're not a target. So it's a personal, you know, it's proactively trying to move children, you know, forward and through the WGA, which, you know, anytime you're educationally tied into something and you're striving to get straight A's and be a leader in school, you know, you can't go wrong in this country. And waking up at 5:30 and, you know, and working till late, you guys know it. It's you farm a golfer. It's really good for the soul. And so we're hoping, we're watching. You know, we're gonna have a reunion at the end of the year of the season before they go back to school to see the caddy stories, and then those kids in turn are gonna be junior caddy trainers for the next batch of kids that we get next year.
Well, maybe you'll get an Evan Scholar out of one of that crew, Juan. You know?
Oh, Billy, if that happens, it's gonna send a wave through the neighborhood, you know. It'll be awesome. It'll change it. Well, you know, the Evan Scholar changes lives. We've seen it over and over again. They have close to 10,000 kids in college. And
right.
You know, it's a special place, and if you know, again, it's trying to make a difference there, and it's you know, it's off the ground, and we have EQ Sylvester and the WGA to thank for that, and also the Salvation Army for embracing it as well.
Yeah, it's turned into a great program, and one of the things too that I really like about what you do, Juan, and you know, it should be mentioned that you're not only leading the Maryville Golf Program, but you're also a member of the PGA, and the PGA and Michael Miller and everybody are very supportive of what you do. But you received a great grant a few years ago from a local golf company, and you're making a lot of clubs these days for disadvantaged children. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks to the Hansberger family, and you know, big shout goes out to Ram Golf and the history there of golf clubs in Chicago. But you know, the Hansbergers had Vulcan Golf out in St. Charles, and they got out of the business, and they had an inventory that was just, you know, they wanted to get, you know, give it to us. And you know, when I got it, it was just a big haystack of equipment. And the Maryville Children and the Illinois Junior Golf Association with Terry Williams, we had 70 people working in the warehouse for about 4 or 5 hours and sorted everything out. And then what's fascinating is we were able to, at Maryville is known for creating jobs to teach children how to be productive in the workplace. And we had a club repair technician position established, you know, and it's neat because the kids are making the clubs for all the different programs that we teach. So you've got an exact measurement, you've got an exact swing weight, you custom build equipment or refurbish old equipment to get back into the market to play. And what's funny is, you know, there's never a shortage of supply of equipment, you know, because everybody thinks that shiny is better. You know, but and you know, but I'm going to shout out, if there's putters out there that are sitting in the lockers, you know, get them over. We need putters and wedges. But it's neat because we put fresh grips on them. We bend, loft, and lie. And all through the guidance of Everett Lockenvitz, formerly with the club champion, and that whole group has helped us. Bob Mandrella from Wilson helped me set up the shop. And, you know, all those guys know what we're about. And, well, we made 600 sets of clubs last year of starter sets, a 5-wood, a putter, a 7-9 wedge, filled it up with golf balls and tees and a quiver bag. And that was Jerry Rich's group. The Kids Golf Foundation helped us with the bags. And we would gift the set of clubs to the kids whose eyes were looking like a half dollar. You know, that was a prerequisite. If we're teaching you golf, you know, and you're turned on by it, we're going to give you a cut down set of clubs match to figure out what that club can do. And so we keep on just moving equipment through there. But it's a big job, and it costs a lot of money to do it. But you know what? It's the right thing to do.
It's 9:38. You're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Ed Stevenson with Bill Berger and Mike Monroe. And we've been speaking with Juan Espejo, PGA member, mentor, and the guy behind all the good work being done at the Maryville Golf Academy. And hey, Juan, you talked about that look in the eyes, that enthusiasm for golf. 20 years, you've touched so many lives. And, you know, not only in teaching the game, sharing the game, mentoring others, life lessons, and even making sure equipment's available. Before we wrap it up, we want to make sure our listeners who have been touched by the work that you're doing know how to reach out and help and support. You mentioned whether it's a putter in the locker or whether it's the opportunity to roll up some sleeves and help or put in some money. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you at Maryville and help keep the good work going forward?
Thank you for that, Eddie. And, you know, you guys have been part of it. But it's Espejo J, my last name, first initial, and then at MaryvilleAcademy.org is my email. And, you know, Eddie, I got to correct one thing. There are, 832 pros in Illinois, and you, Bill, and Mike have also been part of that. It's not me alone. Truthfully, it's all the Illinois PGA pros that work hard every day that also have built, you know, we're on the same team. And it really helps. Well, it really does.
Well, it takes a village, Bill. It takes a village, Billy, Mike, and Juan. But you know what? It's great to have a great team leader there, and one with the experience and the heart to get it done. So, with that, Juan, we thank you for all the good work you're doing to help grow the game, but also make the community a better and safer place for young people. And you know, in addition to reaching out by email. Certainly, there's some information. A real quick Google search for Maryville Golf Academy is going to get you to the website and learn more about a lot of the great things going on through a team of efforts. Juan, we'll close with that. But Juan, thanks for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck, guys. We'll be back in a little bit with more Golfers on Golf Radio.
Have a good day, Pro.
Hey golfers, let's talk about Cantini Golf in Wheaton. The place is a golfer's paradise. 27 beautiful holes, a year-round golf academy, and even a 9-hole course just for kids. The best caddy program around, plus terrific hospitality, are like icing on the cake. For every kind of golfer, including those just learning the game, it's always a great day at Cantini. Check it out. Book a tee time today. CantiniGolf.com. That's CantiniGolf.com.
The best players in the world will compete at Erin Hills near Milwaukee, the site of the 2017 U.S. Open. In the meanwhile, don't miss your chance to play a public access U.S. Open course. Just a two-hour drive from Chicago, Erin Hills is perfect for a day trip or an overnight golf getaway with a variety of rooms, suites, cottages, and wonderful food. Visit erinhills.com for more information and plan a world-class experience.
When you win national awards like Golf Magazine's Renovation of the Year, Golf Digest Best New Course Renovation, and Golf Range Magazine's Top 50 Ranges, you know that you've done something right. Mistwood Golf Club, highlighted by a 67-acre rock-walled lake and St. Andrews-style sodwall bunkers. Mistwood brings a feeling of Scotland to the Midwest. Mistwood's changes include added tour length, completely redesigned third hole with an island-feeling green, new state-of-the-art performance center featuring teaching tools that the tour players use, like TrackMan, Sam Putt Lab, Flight Scope, and Quintech Ball Roll Analysis System. Completely custom fit and built golf clubs. We can match any manufacturer's head with any manufacturer's shaft. Mistwood has the distinct honor of the highest rating for Illinois golf courses by Golf Digest Best Places to Play. Some tee times are available, but they're filling fast, so don't delay. You can book online at mistwoodgc.com or call 815-254-3333. Mistwood Golf Club in Romeoville. Significantly renovated, completely perfected.
Yeah, I played great. Just had the 1-3 putt and got a little unlucky on there in the bunker there on 18. But, yeah, not hitting any bunkers, so that's my fault there. But had a great day. Struck the ball beautifully. I want my
dream. All right, you're tuned in to Golfers on Golf Radio. Here in studio, I'm Ed Stevenson alongside Bill Berger and Mike Monroe. The fourth of our favorite foursome is about to check in. Here from Silvis, Illinois, that's Rory Spears. And as we head into the final segment of our show, we want to remind you this segment is sponsored by Cantini Golf in Wheaton. 27 championship holes and a 9-hole junior course for kids. Cantini Golf in Wheaton. Visit CantiniGolf.com. And, hey, you guys, we've been teasing it throughout the show. You just heard the voice of Brian Harmon, who is our leader right now out in Silvis, where the PGA Tour is playing in the John Deere Classic. It's where magic happens, unbelievable finishes. And Rory Spears, you've been out there in the thick of it. Are you ready for the Sunday magic out in Silvis today?
Well, you know, Ed, Mike, Billy, first of all, it's good to be back on the program here, even if it's from long range. And, you know, a lot of crazy things do happen out here. And Sunday, you know what, it's always a day, a lot of birdies and fireworks and all sorts of crazy things on the golf course. And, you know, there's a Steve Stricker contingent of fans out here, and they're saying it is time for him to do the Stricker Slam here at the John Deere Classic and get his fourth JDC title. And, you know, it really would be something if he could do that and, you know, win this golf tournament at 47 years old. And, you know, the funny thing is, though, he's not the only 47-year-old from Wisconsin who's in contention here. Jerry Kelly is only a couple of shots back and in the mix here as well, and completed a bogey-free 6-under par 65 round yesterday. So, you know, the veterans here, they're not ready to let these young guys just take over yet. You know, maybe Jordan Spieth's win last year will be a blip on the screen, and all these Midwest veterans will come back in here and take their tournament back. Zach Johnson is lurking as well, who won 2 years ago. He's only three shots back. He didn't play particularly well yesterday, but, you know, here's a guy, 23 consecutive rounds here now, I believe it is, in the 60s. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if today makes 24.
Well, you know, Rory, I wouldn't be surprised either. And once again, it's a great field. And the storylines, you'd swear that Hollywood was writing the script for this tournament, because there are just so many good storylines every year. Certainly, you know, the Stricker Slam could get interrupted by a Zach Johnson who would then be, twice in the last 3 years, the champion, if he could pull it off today. And all of a sudden, you'd have to consider him in the conversation with Stricker. But, you know, the phrase... horses for courses, or courses for horses, however that goes. Certain players perform well at certain places, and there's no doubt that this course, the TPC John Deere, suits certain players very well.
Yeah, it sure does. As a matter of fact, I'm looking down the tee time list here, and I'm seeing an older champion from back in the Oakwood days, David Toms, who is... Yeah. Actually, only six shots back, and he's playing with the defending champion, Jordan Spieth. And, you know, you look down the list here, and you see guys that have won here before. They're still hanging around. And, you know, I mentioned Wisconsin before, and I also want to mention the low amateur here. Matter of fact, that is Jordan Nebrugge, the defending Western Amateur champion, who we're going to be hearing from in the next couple of weeks here on the program. I did an interview with him at the Western Amateur Media Day a couple weeks ago, but he got an exemption into the field. He made the cut, came in here, shot a 500 par 66 yesterday, and... You know, he's playing pretty well. So, you know, there's always a lot of great storylines here. Matter of fact, the early storyline this morning is we're going to see if Harris English, who was first out as a single, can break the speed record for 18 holes. He was on about the 14th green an hour and 55 minutes into his round. So there's a gentleman who's anxious to relax a little bit on the plane that John Deere helps provide. To get the players over to the British Open, and they've got 24 players headed over from here tonight. And if one of the top five finishers is not already into the British Open, they can earn a spot and jump on the plane and go. So there might be 25 players from here headed over to the Open Championship in the week ahead.
Hey, Rory, is Stricker for real? Is he going to make every putt? Does that hole get bigger for him, or how can a guy putt like that? You know, get by us or steal some of that magic, you know?
Yeah, well, I would like to steal some of that putting magic that he sure has. I spent a whole 5 days out in Philadelphia last week missing putts all over the place. I think I was listening to the caddies too much. That could have been the problem. But
That could have been. You're going to learn that.
Blame it on the caddy.
It's always worked in the
past. You know what my standard procedure to caddy? Put the bag down 3 feet from me. I'll pick the club. And take a step back, you know, and you're...
Yeah, but then Rory would have lost his excuse, Billy. Now, hey, Rory, you mentioned the Steve Stricker contingency out there. that would like to see him complete the Stricker Slam, as you call it. But I was curious. I've got to imagine the crowds this week, certainly following Stricker and Zach Johnson and guys with local connections. But, you know, Jordan Spieth, I'm guessing, who got the biggest gallery this week?
It depends. It really does. And don't get me wrong, Jordan's had a big crowd following him around. But, you know, the crowds out here, they will follow their local favorites. And, you know, there was a group of people out here for the first 2 days. He missed the cut because he shot even par. But there was a fair-sized group for Kevin Streelman, a fair-sized group for Mark Wilson, a couple of our Chicago guys. Luke Guthrie has had a pretty good contingent come up from Quincy, Illinois, to see him play. And then there's Todd Hamilton, who has played real well this week. And as a matter of fact, after a few years of struggling and being back out on the web.com tour, the former British Open champion said he just simply switched putters. He got rid of whatever brand he had in his bag, put a Scotty Cameron in there, changed the style a little bit, and all of a sudden, he's in contention here the first couple of days. So, and he's from Oquaka, Illinois, and there was a lot of people up here following him as well. You got Stephen Eim, who was on the University of Iowa golf team playing in his first professional event, and the Iowa contingent. Thursday was Iowa Day, and people were out here, following him around, and of course Zach Johnson, and there was another member of the Iowa golf team who got in through the Monday qualifier, a young man whose name I wish I still had in front of me, who's from Naperville. And so the Iowa contingent was really out supporting those players as well. And then, the Wisconsinites that come down to see the Steve Strickers, the Jerry Kellys, the Jordan Nebrugis of the world. And, there's a lot of local players. And then Patrick Rogers, who missed the cut. But there was a fair amount of people from the Indianapolis area where he was at that were out here following him. So, if you're not from the Midwest, you better bring some fans because the people will come out here and they'll follow their own. And then, of course, at crunch time, I guess they'll get behind the leaders.
And then you've got Brian Harman, a guy who I had never heard anything of. He's never won a tournament, and he's 17 under. What do you know about Brian?
Well, actually, Mike, he is one of the latest of the golfing Georgia Bulldogs that have come out here on the PGA Tour and, had some success. You look at, I think there's a group of about four or five of them that have come out in recent years. Obviously Bubba Watson is the most known one because he's won, a couple of Masters. But there's a lot of guys coming out of the Georgia golf program that are doing pretty well on the tour. A few of them have already won tournaments. And Brian Harman has had three top fives, I believe, already this year, and a third place finish. So, he's on the verge of breaking through one of these days, and I think that he probably will. Yesterday, he just seemed to be, maybe the most aggressive guy out there. He just came out and looked like he wanted it. I mean, a lot of guys made a lot of birdies yesterday, but he seemed to be really the most aggressive player. He wasn't backing down from anything, and the only thing that got him was the famed fairway bunker on 18 here that, Steve Stricker and Zach Johnson have made famous in the last couple of years because they've hit great shots from it. But Brian, as Harman told me yesterday, he says, I hadn't been in a bunker all day, and he goes, I didn't hit the best shot, and he really didn't want to fool with the water to the left of the green, so he laid up in front of the green, but a little further than he wanted to. Hit a fairly good shot into about 8 or 9 feet, and then after Stricker drained that 25 to 30 foot bomb on the 18th green, I think Harman's 9-footer got a little bit longer, and he left it on the short side.
Well, Rory, I want to follow up. You mentioned earlier about the connection, the University of Iowa player from Naperville. It's actually 2013. Naperville North alum Ray Knoll, who is an alumni of the Illinois Junior Golf Association, one of the great programs here in the state of Illinois for junior golf, and then the Mid-American Junior Golf Tour. So, Ray played, he was a playing member in the Illinois Junior Golf Association from 2005 to 2013, and then on into the MAJGT from 2009 to 2012. So, hey, on to Iowa from there, one of my Hawkeyes. So great to see, you know, great to see that type of opportunity and local grown talent. Got to love it.
Yeah, well, Ed, I do want to mention I'm going to venture into Iowa tonight and visit a golf course that I haven't seen before called Spirit Hollow down in Burlington, Iowa. That is a Rick Jacobson design. Of course, Rick Jacobson based out of Libertyville and has just started work over at the Glenview Park District course, and he and his team are still working over at Kemper Lakes. And I'm told by a couple of people who've been out there to play it, including one of our internet partners, Len Zien, that was out there last week, that it's a pretty good golf course. So I'm going to look forward to seeing that. I also want to mention one of our other sponsors that we've been talking about, Wisconsin. And we want to talk about Lawsonia Links and Lawsonia Golf in Green Lake, Wisconsin. And we encourage everybody to visit Lawsonia.com or call the pro shop at 920-294-3320. The Oliphant Golf Group has taken over management of the property, and they're restoring the classic William Langford Links course up there. And the inaugural Langford Shield golf outing will be held next Saturday. 18 holes of golf, different formats, a prime rib dinner afterwards, and then the dedication of the restaurant, which will be called the Langford Pub, will happen on Saturday night. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that day. And also, they're doing some work also up there on the other 18 holes, the Woods Course. There's places to stay on property, some cottages for people to spend the night and go up there and play 36 holes. So, again, Green Lake, Wisconsin, about 3-hour drive from down in the city of Chicago. But you can spend the night. You can play two great golf courses. And congratulations to the owners and Oliphant Golf because they're really turning the property around and really restoring one of the historic golf courses up in the state of Wisconsin.
All right. You're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Ed Stevenson alongside Bill Berger, Mike Monroe. We're here in studio in Chicago. Our fourth, Rory Spears, is broadcasting live from Silvis, Illinois, where 18 holes will be played this afternoon to determine maybe more if there's a playoff, but they'll determine a champion today for the John Deere Classic. And you know, I'm sure, Rory, lots more to come on the website and the blog. It's on golfersongolf.com from you, not only on all things John Deere this week, but, hey, guys, we've got a British Open coming up as well. So lots of stories for you to cover, Rory. But before we wrap up, we've got just a few minutes left. Hey, we've got to make our rounds here and get our picks for the British Open champion this year. We do that for all the majors. And I'm actually going to start... let's see. I'm going to start with Mr. Mike Monroe. Who's your pick for the 2014 Open champion this
year?
Well,
I'll tell you who it is not. You know, I've always been a big Tiger Woods fan, and I know he's going out there, but he's not playing real good golf. So I'm not going to choose Tiger, but I am going to choose Justin Rose. He's playing very, very good golf. He's leading the Scottish Open, and typically if you play well at the Scottish Open, I think you'd do pretty well at the British Open. So I'm going to go with Justin Rose.
All right. Mike Monroe on record for Justin Rose. We're going across the other side of the glass here to our producer, Big John Vick. Big John, who's your call?
There's a player that I'm very impressed with in the last couple of weeks, and that's one Rory McIlroy, and that's going to be my pick.
Took one out from under me, Big John. Bill Berger, how about you?
John, you stole my, pick, but I don't know. Is Duffner playing in that British Open?
Who is this?
Duffner.
If your player isn't teeing it up, you can't pick him, Billy. Right. So who are we going with here?
I'm going with Duffner.
All right, Billy for Duffner. Out to Silvis, Illinois, Mr. Rory Spears. Who's your pick?
Well, actually, I was going to pick Justin Rose, too, but I don't know. Am I allowed to pick the same guy as somebody else?
You're no.
All right, somebody different. Well, plan B was Rory McIlroy, but Rory's been taken as well, but... I really felt that this week one of the European guys was definitely going to step up, and I expect a strong showing by the guys who will sort of make up that that Ryder Cup team. They want to send the message that they are ready to play. So if I'm just going to have to, I don't know, I guess I'll have to pull a name out of the hat here. You know who's due to break through at one of these British Opens is Ian Poulter, and It's a Ryder Cup
Ooh,
year.
And really?
So maybe I'll go with him.
And he's trying to make sure he's on that team this year. You can't imagine a European team without him, but yeah, a win there would certainly lock that up.
I don't know. Is it too late to pick Luke Donald? I don't know.
It is. It's just,
well,
it's,
yeah,
it's,
thanks. I get to be the last guy picking. This is great. With those names already set out there, I'm going to go a little bit out there, and a guy who is getting his game ready for that side of the pond this week is Ricky Fowler. He's playing in the Aberdeen Scottish Open, and I'm saying he's in the hunt this week. I'm saying he keeps it going for the British Open next week. Ricky Fowler.
Hey, guys, reminder, don't forget the state amateur this week out at Cantini Golf Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we encourage people to stop out and see the state's best amateurs play, tee it up at Cantini.
All right. With that said, we want to thank you for tuning in this week. We enjoyed sharing the hour with you, and we'll be back next Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. So until then.